Okay, today's daf is Pei Aleph. We're down the bottom of Pei, Omud Beis, by the two dots, five lines from the bottom. Zanan Hassam and under the Mishnah, over there, the old over there, which is later on in the next parak. Omar Lo Shoyel, someone borrows a cow, and he says, Shlach, he sends a message to the lender, and he says, okay, I'm sending my mate Yehuda down to get the cow, so give it to him and he'll bring it to me. Vishalcha, and he sent it. The mace that had died on the way is Chayiv, because he instructed the lender to give it to his Shliach. I mean, as soon as the Shliach took it and started taking it to the borrower, it's already in the borrower's achrayus, and therefore if something happened to it on the way, he's chayiv, because a borrower is chayiv for instance, so he's chayiv already. It's like a shliach lekabbalah, yeah. V'chein b'shash ha-machzira. But the same thing happens also on the way back. If I borrowed your cow and I'm returning it, but I send my person, my shliach, to go and return it to you, calls him on that it's on the way, it's still my responsibility until such time as you get it back. Yeah, so that's the Mishnah. When is it that the borrower is still liable when it's on the way back? When he's returning it before the time's up. So the deal is, I borrowed it for 30 days. So I have to return it to you on Chof Hei Kislev. And what happened was, I finished using it. So on Chof Kislev, I decided, oh, you know what, I don't need it anymore, I'll give it back. And I sent my person with it, and something happened on the way, then I'm chayiv. But if the time is up, so that means when the time's up, I'm not really a borrower anymore, because I'm not allowed to use it anymore. I borrowed it till Chof Hei Kislev. Now today's Chof Vav Kislev. And therefore, I'm.
What's the arrangement for whatever is the amount of time?
Well, I was supposed to give it back, but for some reason I didn't give it back yet. But I'm not using it anymore. I'm finished borrowing it. So you're a shomer. You are some sort of shomer. We'll talk about it. What sort of shomer you are? But anyway, it says here potter. So for Einsin, you're not a shoyel anymore. That's for sure. And it says Raffron Bar Papa, and therefore you are potter for Einsin. Yeah. If something happened to it on the way, because you're not a borrower anymore, you're something else, therefore you're potter. So that's what the Mishnah and the way Raffron Bar Papa elucidated.
When you don't need the cow anymore, you return 5 days early, and yep, it dies on the way, you're liable.
Yes, because you're still a borrower at that point.
Even so, why are you liable? Because the cow can die of natural causes. Why should you?
Because a shoyl, you can ask me that question in general, why is a shoyl chayiv when a cow dies of natural causes? Because a shoyl is chayiv for einsin, that's what the Torah tells you. Because nishbar emes, because the shoyl gets all the advantages,
he but
gets
the cow has to die sometimes, so...
That's the risk you take when you borrow a cow.
That's it. The die when it's under your control, under your watch. So you'll bring in a lechayim at the back, and you'll say Shabbos lahaben aliyah, and you pay for, and you got to pay, and you got to pay for the cow. Okay,
on top of paying the owner for the cow, you still got to pay.
You pay for lechayim as well.
Yeah, them's tough rules.
That's tough rules. Yeah. Well, being a shoyl has had
when you borrow stuff, that's the risk you take.
That's right. The borrower is. The Eved Loiva Le'ishmal, the borrower is like a slave. That's why Polonius said, neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Polonius, is that Pliny?
Pliny, yeah, Polonius. It's in Greek for Pliny. Masir Ramnachim Bar Papa. Ramnachim Bar Papa, I take it was Raphim's brother. Yeah, he's one of the Papas, one of the Papa families that we have at this, when we do the Siyam. So his brother, he says, Ramnachim Bar Papa asked a question, hang on a second, the Chulon, in our Mishnah here, it says that you have the tradesman, not really a tradesman, what do you call it's like a shoemaker, the guy
craftsman
who's making something, he's doing something with his hands, and you're getting it back. So Amru, Tul Eshelcha, Vahave Mois, we said in the Mishnah that if the guy says, okay, the shoes are ready, come and get your shoes and bring some money while you're at it, we said it's a shomer chino, yeah? Yeah, and why is that so? Because he told him, come and get it and bring your money. So then he's no longer. He becomes a shomer chinam because like he's not a shomer chinam. His deal, his working on it is finished. What would happen top of the page? Hogamarti. What if he didn't say, come and get it? What if he just told him, I finished. He didn't say anything. Yeah. So what do you mean? If I send a note to the owner that I'm finished. So he understands that time's up, go and collect it. Yeah? So it's analogous to the case where the guy borrowed it for 30 days and the 30 days is up, and the guy knows that it's up. But what are we, be medayik from this, that if he says, come and get it, then he's a shem rechinam. But ha gemartu, if he just says, I finished, but he doesn't say, come and get it, he's a shem rechinam. So the assumption is that he is a shem rechinam then. Why is he a shem rechinam? Because he's getting paid for making the shoes, or whatever it is, yeah? So therefore, he's still in the getter of the shoemaker. He's not in the getter of a shomer if he doesn't say, come and get it. Yeah, so what? So therefore, the borrower, right, even though the guy knows he's supposed to pick it up, but he should still be considered, if he just like saying, I finished, he should still be considered a borrower until he returns it. Yeah, just like the shoemaker is still a shoemaker until he says, pick it up. So, answers the Gemara, loy. No, your diuk is wrong. It's not the diuk that if he just says, I finished without telling him anything, then he's a shomer sachar. On the contrary, the diuk should be, ha, have mois v'tol shachar. The diuk here is not that if he didn't say, come and collect it, that he's still a shomer sachar. The diuk here is that when he says, pick up the shoes and bring the money, then he's a shomer chinam. What if he said, bring the money first, and then pick it up? So that means we see that what he's doing is his focus is on the
money.
His focus is on the money, yeah. And therefore, it's a shomer sachar because he's focused on the money still. So it's a shomer sachar because he's getting schar for looking after. He's holding on to the shoes until you give him the money. So therefore, he gets a schar for that holding on to the shoes. And therefore, that's when. Therefore, it's a shomer sachar.
So is it all in the wording?
It's all in the wording. Here, yes,
or is this a gilui das that's showing you what his intent and
body? Yeah, both. In other words, the wording tells you what his intention is.
If he says gemalti and bring the money, he says yes. I'm finished. What you've asked me to do, I'm finished. And now bring the money. Therefore, because I want to turn myself into shomer chinam.
Yeah, if he says bring me the money, to shomer sachar. If he says come and get your shoes, then it's a shomer chinam.
The shoemaker doesn't get paid for doing the job.
Okay, but shomer sachar doesn't have to be getting paid directly for minding it. If you get some other fringe benefit or any benefit, that is can make some a shomer sachar. Right?
No, because you've got the raw material that belongs to the guy who asked you to make the shoes. So you're being a shomer on the raw material, and you're getting a reward for being shomer on the raw material because you're doing something.
Because it's more skill.
No, because he's getting paid.
He's paying you. Yeah, so what the question then is, what happens if I call you up and say, Yehuda, I think you're fixing your shoes, come pick them up, they're in my shoe store. And you by the time you get them, my shoe store's burnt down, now the shoes are gone. Who has to pay for it? Is it your bad luck? Because I finished the job, or is it they're still under my responsibility because you didn't pick it up yet? Mm-hmm. That's what we're dealing with.
So that's what we're saying. So if he said, just come and pick it up, and the money is by the way, then it's a shomer chinam. If he says, bring me the money that you owe me, and by the way, you can have the shoes, then he's a shomer sachar. But what about, so what would it be then? What if he doesn't say either of those things? What if he just says, I finished? And doesn't say either about the shoes or the money. Oh, it's my. So therefore, what are you telling me? That since we're not medayik, so that means it's the same as the case of pick it up and bring the money. So he's a shomer chinam. So you're saying in that case, it's also a shomer chinam. Is he hachi bazoi? Instead of the Mishnah saying, instead of telling me that when he says pick it up and bring the money, he's a shomer chinam. Nashmein and Gemarti, we should say, even if he doesn't say pick it up, even if he just says I'm finished, he's already a Shomer Chinam. Tell me that he's a Shomer Chinam when he says I'm finished. And how much more so if he says pick it up, that he's a Shomer Chinam?
No, if he's saying pick it up or bring me the money, that's not.
No, because if you say pick it up, that means that you're finishing your responsibility for it.
That's all you need to say.
Okay, if
you're additional words are not. They're
that's
not
what he's saying. So if when a person says I'm finished.
No, because he said all the more so when he says pick him up. Not all the more so.
Why not?
The words pick him up doesn't.
In other words, it does pick him up.
Well, it shows even more that I'm not responsible for it anymore.
I'm accepting a high level of responsibility for it. That's it. Pick it up. Yeah, I don't want to be responsible.
Pick it up is even stronger. I'm not.
Pick it up. Get it out of my.
I'm not looking after it properly anymore. You know.
I've done my bit.
So the Gemara says the chiddush is tula shulchad shrichalei. The reason why it doesn't say that is because he wants to tell you the chiddush that when he says pick it up, he's still a shebrachinam. Because Sokotata Khamina Shemakhinam Namilai Havi. You might have thought, once he just pick it up, he's not only on a Shem Sakh, he's not even a Shemakhinam at all. He says, pick it up. I'm not interested in looking after it at all. Not even for free. So you might think he's not a shomer at all. He's completely absolved himself of responsibility. Kamash Milan, that he's still a shomer chinam until the guy picks it up. That's the chiddush over here. Okay, so that was one version of the discussion with the Mishnah and Raphram and Nachman and the Chulu. Ika de Yamri, there's a different version of this whole discussion, that it goes like this. Instead of saying that Rav Nachman Bar Papa asked it as a kasha, it was Omer Rav Nachman Bar Papa, Afanana Mitanina, that Rav Nachman Bar Papa immediately worked out what we came to a conclusion. No, on what Raphram Bar Papa said, that when he said, what it's La'achar Yamei She'elosa, that after the time's up and the guy knows that he has to pick it up or it's finished, or he knows that the borrowing period is finished, that he's potter, instead of asking Akasha, he said, yeah, that fits in with our Mishnah. Why does it fit in with our Mishnah? V'chul and sharm v'tula shachav v'havi mo'es shemar chinam is my love, isn't it, that hu adin gemartiv. As soon as he says, isn't it the same thing? If he doesn't say pick him up, he just doesn't finish. That's enough. As soon as he says I'm finished, he's no longer a shemar socher, because he's no longer considered like the shoemaker. So the same thing with the cow, when he borrows it, as soon as the time's up, he doesn't have to tell him, I'm finished. Well, he doesn't have to say I'm finished, because we know that it's only 30 days, so he's finished even without saying, then it's not responsible anymore. So therefore, according to this version, Rav Nachman Bar Papa, his original thinking was what was the end of the thinking in the first version. And then the Gemara says, "Lo, you know, devil's advocate. No, now we'll go back and say, well, maybe it was like the first way. Maybe it's Tula Shalcha Shani. Maybe it's different when he says pick it up. Then he's when he's no longer responsible. But if he just says I'm finished, is Nishkin Raya that he would not be responsible. And therefore you cannot compare and confuse it with the case of the cow and the borrower. Okay. Hunamar Bar Maremar. His name wasn't Mr. Huna, his name was Huna Mister. I don't quite get it, but that's what they called him. Huna Mister, the son of Maremar. Kame de Ravino. Mister. Yes. So he came in front of he was sitting in front of Ravino. And Rami Masnisada Hadodi of Mashani. He was not, so there were two versions we had so far. One was that Raphram Bar Papa told us Eloy Shono, that when the borrower gives it back after the time, he's not responsible anymore. And then we had either Rav Nachman saying it's a kasha from our Mishnah, or he's trying to say it's a proof from our Mishnah. That's the first two versions of the story. And then we have Huna Mar Bar Maremar, who left out the Papa family, and he just asked the two Mishnahs as a contradiction with each other. He's Rami Masnis and Adodi Mishani. Well, he just took the two Mishnahs without any explanations, and he made them, and he asked it as a contradiction. Tanan, our Mishnah said, V'chula Charm.
He resolved it. He asked
the question. Yeah, he resolved it. Yeah, Tanan. V'chula Charm Mutzul Shachav. Our Mishnah says that if he says pick it up, he's a Shemer Chinam, and he assumes V'hu Adin the Gemarti. The Mishnah doesn't say that, but he assumed. Yeah, Hunamar assumed, like one of the assumptions that we had over there, that the same thing is when he just says, I'm finished, even without saying pick it up, that he's already no longer responsible. And then he says, Raminu, that if he says send it, to me and he sent it, he's chayiv. And when he turns it back, he's also chayiv. Yeah, so before the Papa family got involved, if you just look at the two Mishnahs, you get one Mishnah that says when he says I'm finished, he is off the hook. And the other Mishnah says that when he's returning it, the borrower, when he returns it, is even though the time's up, he is on the hook. So he asked it as a contradiction. And therefore, a Mishani, then he answers with Raphram Bar Papa. Omar Raphram Bar Papa. That problem that you have, why is the Shoyl still on the hook even though time's up? He's not. It's only he's on the hook when it's not time's up. But after time is up, he is potter. Just like the shoemaker who said, I'm finished, is the same as the borrower whose time is up. Okay. So that is now understanding what the wording is and etc. Now the next question is, when we say that the borrower is potter, yeah, so after the time's up, he sends it back, and something happened to it on the way, we said it's potter. The question is, what happened to it on the way? Is he potter altogether? Or he's potter as a borrower, but he still has some other obligation? He's something else, yeah? Is now the question is, Yiboilahu, do we say he's potter or mishoyel? He's no longer considered a pure borrower. What's the thing of a borrower? A borrower has all the hanah. He gets to use it, and he doesn't have to pay. So therefore, he's chayav for everything. And now he's no longer in that boat because he can't use it anymore, and therefore he's not a shoyel. But he would still be considered a person guarding it for reward. And therefore, if it was Gneva Vaveda, let's say, because he got to use it.
But what's he getting payment? He's not getting payment.
No, so Shemar Sachar doesn't have to be, I'm paying you cash. Shemar Sachar can be, you get some benefit out of it. Yeah, that makes him a Shemar Sachar ready. We talked even yesterday about a Schar Mitzvah. Yeah, if you get some kind of benefit out of it, then he's considered a Shemar Sachar. Yeah? So maybe he's a Shemar Sachar. Maybe he's not a Shemar Sachar anymore. Because what was the schar that he got to use the cow? But that's finished.
But that's a shoyl.
But that's finished now anyway. So now he's got nothing. You know.
So then where's the difference between the Shemar Sachar and the shoyl? If you're telling me the schar is the use of the item, that's a shoyl. What's the difference?
Yeah, because the shoyl's finished. Okay, so yeah, so maybe.
So then,
maybe we can't get him off completely.
His usage is finished. A real shoyl socho is meant to guard, and he gets paid for it, but he can't use it. Right? He's got a shoyl who doesn't pay, but he gets used.
But he's finished with his use now, so he's ois shoyl.
Yeah, that's one way.
What way is he now a shoyl socho? Because he's using the item. The schar is finished.
Oh. Yeah, so that's the thing. So he still has some benefit of what he got to use it before. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It's a little bit intangible.
Okay, that's the
yesterday I used it, therefore today I'm a shoyl socho.
Exactly. All right, so that's the question. Anyway, Amemar says, not like you. Amemar says, Mistavra, logical. Well, according to his logic, he's potter mishol, but he's chayev k'shem r'sachar. He says he's still considered a shem r'sachar. Hoyel v'nehene. Mehavahu, because he's
Mahana.
Huh? Mahana, what did I say? Yes, because he had the benefit when he got to borrow it. So therefore, so what's the pshat? So he's saying like this: what's the pshat of Shemesh Socher? Is why is a Shemesh Socher chayiv for a Gnei Vavei, let's say? Because the arrangement of the transaction was, because I'm getting paid, so I agree to be chayiv for Gnei Vavei. It's like a social contract, yeah? Or a financial contract, even, right? The contract says that because I'm getting paid, so I take that responsibility, yeah? So Ramema says that even though the time is up, but when he originally borrowed it, because he's getting benefit from it, his social contract was that he's going to be responsible for looking after it until the owner gets it back. So even though right now he's finished, the time's up and he's not using it anymore, but originally he took upon himself to be the shomer until such time as he gets it back, so therefore that makes him a shomer socher. So when is the obligation, when does a person become a shomer socher? When the original transaction starts. Not in the middle when he gets paid. Yeah. So therefore, this guy also, when he borrowed it, his intention was that because he's getting the benefit, he took upon himself that extra responsibility until such time as it returns to the owner. And therefore, he's still considered a shomer socher.
Can't you extend that logic to an woman? Because the woman is an union of the star with an woman. And when he says he's finished...
No, because he's not getting kol hanah shaloi, so he doesn't want to take that responsibility. You ever saw these signs, no responsibility for goods left over 30 days, you know? So he doesn't accept it. The woman doesn't accept it. He says, you don't want to pick up your shoes? I'm not keeping them for 3 years. You don't pick them up? Goodbye, Charlie. I don't need it. I'd rather have a different customer who picks them up, Tom.
With the show, we say you accept that responsibility.
Yeah, a borrower is going to accept more responsibility because the guy's doing him a favor. A shoemaker will say, yeah.
What point does he switch from a shayl to a shomer socher?
When the time's up. When the time's up.
You're saying he's a shomer socher really from the beginning?
He's agreeing at the beginning that he will become a shomer socher when the borrowing
that's
is finished.
Where I had that gray line quite deforested.
Yeah. So that's basically what it boils down to. Then we have Tanya Kavosidam, we have a brayso like that, Alekech, Kelu Besa Umon, the Shagron Bes Chomi. He goes to the shoemaker and he says, you know what, I want to buy a pair of shoes, but I'm going to send it to my future father-in-law as a gift. Yeah, as you do. Yeah, but I'm taking it on approval, because if he doesn't like it, then I want to give it back. Yeah, so I'm buying it.
Give me a gift receipt.
I'm buying it on condition that I'll return it if he doesn't like it. Yeah, the Yamaloi, and he says to the shoe seller, if they accept the gift, everyone's happy, I'll pay for the shoes. If not, I'll still pay you because I still benefit, even if I return it, I benefit for the fact, the Shver sees I'm a nice guy, that I was giving him a present. So there's some benefit I'm getting. I'll pay you a little fee for the fact that I got to take your shoes there, even though they didn't buy them. So that was the deal. Sorry, so that's the price. And what happened? The Nansu, and then something happened to the shoes on the way to the father-in-law's house. Is behalicha, if it's on the way to the father-in-law's house, then he's for sure chayiv, because you bought it, you broke it, you bought it, yeah? And he's responsible, and he hasn't unbought it yet, because he never found out whether the father-in-law liked it or not, because it got stolen on the way, or it got onus on the way. But chazira, but if he's on the way back, that means, what? Why is he on the way back? Because the shver said, I don't like those winged top, blue suede shoes. So he's on the way back. So now when he's on the way back, he's got to unbuy it. He's not a buyer anymore. Yeah, so what is he? So he says he's potter for ointzer, neshu kenesha socher. He's like a shemer socher. Why is he a shemer socher? Because at the time when he took it, even though now he's just giving it back. So you tell me, what's the schar he's getting now? He's not getting any schar right now, but he got schar. So when he took it originally, the original deal, the social contract was that he will take upon himself that level of responsibility until such time as he returns it. And therefore, it's the same thing as the borrower when he returns a cow after the time is up. Okay, so we're happy with Amemar. Yeah,
so
we're
when
happy.
You say potter, you're only saying from the gather of the
onus.
Onus. But it's still the gather of Shemesh.
Shemesh, yeah.
The only thing is that when he took the shoe to his father-in-law, he didn't really benefit anything. He just wanted to see.
No, you get a benefit. If you bring a gift to the Shver, even if he doesn't like it, the fact that you brought him a gift, you get some. You got some benefit out of it. This thought that counts, you know that. So. Yeah. Okay. Next.
It's very intangible.
Because schar, that's the thing. A schar, the schar of a shemer sochar does not need to be a payment. It can be any benefit.
He's right. He says it could have monetary value when the shver writes out his will. He could.
It could have done it. That's right, exactly.
Yeah, listen, up you offered me a pair of shoes once. I'm putting
remember.
Another dollar in the will for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'll remember you.
Buttering up the shver could be a financial benefit, yeah. Okay, next, the story. Ahu gavra dezovin lechamra lechavre. So he sold wine to his friend, and Amalei, and he said to him like this, k'mamtina leleduchta ploini. I'm going to take it to Victoria Market, and I'm going to try to sell it there. So I go into Rishon, and I say, Yemiah, give me a box of
your best black sacramental wine.
The best sacramental wine. The best super sweet, sickening sweet wine. I'm going to try to sell it in Victoria Market. Im is davna mutav. If I can sell it, great, then I pay you for it. V'iloi mahadana l'nielach. And if no one wants to buy it, I'm giving it back to you. It's your problem. Now, Ozal, guess what? He went to Victoria Market. The lawyer's davna, funnily enough, nobody wanted to buy it.
I wonder why.
Vahadei de Ka'osi, and while he was bringing it back from Victoria Market, isness, it fell off the bridge. Yeah. And it was onus. So now the question, so he's on the way back.
Yeah, no,
there was no question. Sure. Well, he had a question. He had a question. And also the comment that Nachman Chive, he came to Nachman, and Nachman says, you're chayiv. Even though you're on the way back, you're chayiv. So now, of course, even though you're on the way back, you're chayiv, but just a cotton picking minute. We just said before that on the way back, the Shemesh Socher should not be chayiv for Oinus. Is Eisvei Rabbele of Nachman? So Rabbi asked the Rab Nachman, Nansu, Bahalucha chayiv, Bechazorah should be potter, Neshuk Neshuk Socher, the Mishnah we just quoted. Yeah, on the way back, he's no longer a buyer, now he's just a guardian. So if he's a guardian, he should be potter for Oinus. Is Amalei, so he says to him, nah. Hang on a second. Chazorah dahai, this guy, even when he's on the way back, halichahi, it's the same as going. When he's on the way back from Victoria Market with his box of sacramental wine, why is he still it's still like he's on the way? Because my time, what's the reason? Svarahu. Bachazirasoi, even when he's on the way back, ilu ashkach lezvuni, if you would find someone who wants to buy it on the way back, Milo Zobna, wouldn't he sell it? So just because he wanted to sell it in the Victoria Market and nobody wanted it, and he's on the way back to Rishon, yeah?
He's at the red lights.
And he comes at the red lights on the corner of Chapel Street and Carla Street, where there's some interesting people, and there's some bozo walks up to the window and goes, oi, I need some sacramental wine, quick. Yeah, and he sells it to him, he would take it. Yeah, so therefore he's always in sales mode until such time as he puts it down in Rishon, he's still in sales mode, and therefore it never really finished. And therefore, that's why even on the way back, he is chayiv. Okay, next. Now, the next one. This is to bring home the point we mentioned in the Mishnah. Shmer li v'shmer lecha Hashem resacha. If I say, I'll watch something for you, you watch something for me, that makes him a Shemr Socher. So we see he doesn't have to get paid. As long as you get some benefit out of it, that makes a Shemr Socher. The problem is, Amai, why? Zichayev, Shemir, Babayli, Mitzvah. The Gemara assumed that what it means is that it's at the same time. Yeah? You look after my Gemara, and I'll look after your Gemara. At the same time, we'll swap. Yeah? So the question is...
And we both in each other's presence.
Sorry?
Do we have to be in each other's
presence? Yeah, we're doing it at the same time. Is that a shmir of bebailim? That means when the owner is present, the Torah says that when a person borrows something, so he's obligated for all problems that happen. Unless the owner is with him at the time when he borrows it and sort of helping him get started, that takes away that obligation. So the same thing applies, not only we learn now from Sukkim, it doesn't apply only to a shmir, it actually applies to any shmir. Yeah? So if you're doing something for me at the same time as I start doing something for you, that is called with the owner presence, yeah, but Allah Vimoy, and therefore I should be potter. Why am I Hashem Sach? I should be potter altogether. Zomar of Papa answers of Papa, the Amalei. So he says to him, because it's not simultaneous. It's not that we're going to watch each other's thing at the same time. He says to him, Shmerli Hayoim, you watch my thing today, Ve'eshmerli Chalamacher. I'll watch your thing tomorrow. So at the time when you start watching my thing, I'm not doing anything for you, and therefore it's Ba'al of Einimoy, and therefore it's Hashem Sach. Okay. Along the same lines, Tana Rabbanan within the Braisa, Shemer Leva Eshma Lecha, the guy says, guard something for me and I'll guard yours. Hashileni V'Yashilcha, lend me your cow and I'll lend you my ears. Shemer Leva, I'll lend you my thing. Shemer Leva Shilcha, you look after my thing for me, I'll lend you something. Hashileni V'Yashuva, Hashileni V'Eshma Lecha, you lend me your cow and I will guard your stuff for you. So in all of those cases, when they're swapping favors, kula nasu shemer sachar zelazeh. Swapping favors makes them all a shemer sachar, because they're all getting something in return for their guarding. Is again the generic question, amai shemir v'baylimi. If they're swapping favors, then it should be ba'alavimai, because the person who's giving it to him is also doing something for him at the same time, so it's together with the, in the presence of the yam, it should be all potter. Is Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa gives the same answer, basically, that it's not simultaneous. Same answer. Not that they do it at the same time, but he says, you do it first, and tomorrow I'll do it for you. Okay. Hanu Ahuliyu. And I'm probably not saying that word right. There were these soap makers. And the way you make soap, apparently, is you bake it. I've got no idea why you bake soap, but you bake soap.
Oil meaning soap.
It's not oil, but it's ahal, I think it's pronounced.
Rashi brings the same thing. He says it's laundry detergent.
It was clothes, yeah. It's soap. Soap that you use for washing clothes, and you have to bake it. That's how you make it, yeah? So, chol yoyma hava ofi lechad minai. So, there was a group of laundry people, yeah? And every day, someone else had a turn. They had a roster. Whose turn is it to bake the soap today? Yeah. Ahu Yoima, one day, they said to one of them, Zilofilon, go and bake. You're on. You go and bake today. Amalahu, he said to him, okay, I'll bake for you. But while I'm baking, I'm going to take off my shirt because I don't want it to get it all soapy. And therefore, Nitrali Glima, you guys look after my shirt for me while I'm baking the soap. It was Ada Osa. By the time he came back from the soap baking place, Poshuba, they were negligent. And they said, we were supposed to be watching it, but we went off to the pub, yeah? Is Ignuv. And it was stolen, meanwhile. But they were negligent. It wasn't just stolen with an armed robber. They forgot all about it. They left it lying in the street. They went off to the pub, and he comes back with my shirt. And they said, sorry, no shirt anymore. It's also the Kamedir of Papa. Chivinu, Rav Papa came along and said, you're chayiv, you're negligent. Yeah, you're negligent, and therefore you're chayiv. Amalei Rabbanan of Papa, so Rabbanan said to Rav Papa, amai, b'shiya b'baylim hi. Again, he was doing something for them at the time when they became guardians. And that's the rule of Ba'al Avima. If the owner is doing something for you at the time when you become the guardian, you're potter. So he was baking the soap for them at the time when they were taking on the guardianship of the shirt. So why are they chayiv? Izichsif. So Rav Papa got embarrassed because he couldn't think of the answer. As L'Saif, in the end, Igloi Milsa, everyone found out, Ahu Shata Shikra Vashasi. No, he was off in the pub drinking. At the time when they took on to guard the shirt, He was off. He went to the pub first before to fortify himself for baking the soap. He first went to drink beer in the pub, and therefore, at the time when they became guardians, he was not doing something for them. So it was not Baal Avimoy.
And therefore they're chayiv.
And it was probably Rav Papa's
so,
pub too.
So it always pays the blood when you.
So always, whenever you're supposed to do something, go to the pub.
Must be right.
Go to the pub first before you start work. That's right. Hanich, the Gemara asks Hanich Lamanda Omar. So now that's the Havamina. Why was Rav Papa embarrassed when they asked him the question? Hanich Lamanda Mabshiba Balim Potter. According to one, it says now the whole idea of Baal Avimoy. Yeah, that when the owner is present, you're potter. Does that apply even when you're negligent, or only for onus or something? Yeah. So if you say that it applies even if you're negligent, but as long as the owner was with you doing something at the time, you're potter. Is mishum hachayich? If that's why a papa was embarrassed, because even though they were negligent, but the fact is that he thought that they were baking soap, but he was baking soap at the same time. It should be potter. According to one who says it doesn't apply to negligence, and therefore if he's negligent, even ba'al avim ayos chayiv, am I yichsif? What was he embarrassed about? Because even if it was ba'alim, if they were negligent, they should be chayiv. Ela, so the Gemara says, now that we missed part of the story. Hahu yoyim alav di dehav. It wasn't his turn. It wasn't his turn to bake the soap. V'amru leilu di dey, zil afilon at. But they told him, even though it's not your day, go and bake the soap, because you make really good soap. V'yom alahu, and he said to them, bahu agra ta kafina lachu, as payment for me baking the soap. Sorry, you watch my shirt. So now they're what? Now is a shomer. They're shomer sochers, because he's paying for them watching it by baking the soap for them when it wasn't his turn. And then ado also ignuv. Then it was stolen. So a gneva v'aveda is anyway chayiv a shomer socher. Is also the kamad of papa chivunu. So they said chayiv shomer socher. It wasn't pshia. So this is the Ella. The story was it wasn't pshia, but they were shemer sochers, and it was gneva. It's almost a little papa hashmir. All right, 1 minute. He's present at the time when they're taking it on, and then he was yichsif. So he was embarrassed because there was no negligence here. So for no negligence, it should be bebailim. And the sofik leimil said that he shot the shikrav kashosi, and then it turned out that he was drinking beer in the pub at the time. Then there was hanu bay trade of a kamaski beorchid. You love this story. There were two guys who were traveling on the way. Chad orich v'chad gutza. There was the tall man and the short man. Aricha rachiv chamra. The tall man was riding on the donkey. V'havale sadina, and he was wearing a shirt. Gutza, the short guy, michsi sarbla. He was wearing a woolen coat. The Kamasagi Bakari, and he was walking on his foot. Kimot Lanara, they came to the river. So the guy wearing the woolen coat, walking on foot, decided that walking through the river on foot in my wool coat is not such a great idea, because it's going to weigh me down when it gets waterlogged, and I'll probably drown. So Shokle the Sarvala, he took off his coat. The Oisvei Lichamar, he put it on the donkey. The Shokle Sadina Dahu, he took the other guy's shirt, which is lightweight, which wouldn't get so waterlogged. The Ichsiban, he put it on. And as he was walking through the river, the water came and washed away the shirt. Goodbye, Charlie. So now what happens? Also, the Kamed Rava. Chive, Rava said, well, you're chayiv for the shirt. You're borrowing his shirt. You're chayiv. But the rabbi said to Rava, because at the time when he was borrowing the shirt owner was doing him a toiva of looking after his coat that it was sitting on the donkey. So the owner is present, it should be potter. Is yichsif. So Rava got embarrassed too. It was a very embarrassing day. Then it turned out that he didn't ask permission. It wasn't anything. It was gneva. He took the guy's shirt without asking. He put the coat on the donkey without asking. So of course he's chayiv. So you're right. I mean, the guy Paskin, Robert Paskins, even if he doesn't get the facts and he gets mixed up, he still ends up with the right answer. A guy rented out a donkey to his friend. Is Harvey's rented donkey? No, someone else has rented donkey. Hertz rented donkey. Amalei chazila tezel beurchad in a harpakoid ikamaya. He says, don't go on the road that a harpakoid freeway, because it's always wet over there and it's going to slip and it's going to damage my donkey. Zil beurchad dinarish. Go take the ring road. Dinarish ring road. The lekamaya, there's no water there. But he didn't listen. And ozil beurchad in a harpakoid, he went on the harpakoid way. Umeis chamer, the donkey dropped dead. Ki asa And when he came back, why did it drop dead? His Omar, he said, "Ain, it's true that I went the wrong way, but I went when I wasn't supposed to. Oh me, lekamaya, but it didn't. There was no water there, and it didn't slip, and it just died from old age." His Omar le Rava, Mala the Shaka. Rava says, "Well, he's probably telling the truth, because why should he lie? We don't know where he went. He could have told us he took the ring road, and we wouldn't know any better. There's no video footage. So therefore, the fact that he says, yes, I went the wrong place, but it didn't die from water, we should believe him. You can't use that logic of why should he lie when there's witnesses against him. And what are the witnesses that we witness? We know there's always water there. So when he says there was no water there, we don't believe him. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop because...